Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hello, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Last week, we at Redwood Adult and Teen Challenge held our annual banquet. The banquet is our biggest fundraiser of the year and financially helps us provide housing, training, and faith-based recovery for up to 100 people who are struggling with life-controlling issues like addiction. It was a night filled with great food, music, a guest speaker, and stories from our students and graduates about how they have overcome addiction and other issues in their lives. One alumni shared how she had arrived at Teen Challenge 5 years ago, addicted with nothing more than the clothes on her back and bathroom slippers on her feet. Now she lives with her children and grandchildren. She's thankful to God for saving her life and restoring those relationships. It was a great night. I only heard one complaint. It wasn't about the tri-tip dinner, which was delicious. It wasn't about the comedian, Dennis Gaxiola, who had us rolling in the aisles. And it wasn't about the choir that sang beautifully, nor was it about the student stories that had many of us in tears. The only complaint I heard was that there was little room to move around because there were so many people, raffle baskets, and auction items. What a great problem to have. It's important to note that the gift baskets and auction items were all generously donated. The majority of the items were given by local individuals and small businesses. If you gave an item, thank you. Thank you very much. Because there are so many people who wanted to come, we had to set up additional tables for all the guests. If you were there, I want to say thank you for coming and supporting our students. They truly need your love and support. The choir that sang is made up completely of students that are in the program. You may have heard them sing before, as they often sing in local churches and events throughout the community. As we were practicing for the night of the banquet, a few of the members told me that they were nervous about singing in front of such a large group. I reminded them that the audience that night is made up of people who believe in their recovery and have come because they want to see them succeed. If you missed this year's banquet, you have one more chance before next year. We'll be having another banquet October 5th in Trinity County. It'll be held at Weaverville First Baptist Church. If you're interested in tickets, stop by Club 517 in Eureka. The menu will be the same as Eureka Banquet with tri-tip and all the fixins. The choir will be made up of some of the same members that were at the Eureka Banquet, and the guest speaker will also be comedian Dennis Gaxiola. It's an event you don't want to miss. We have an amazing community, and I'm honored to be a part of it. I would encourage you to support organizations that are doing something positive and improving our community. There are many of them, and they need your support just as Teen Challenge does. One I'd like to mention is Humboldt Sponsors. They do a lot for our kids. Since 1973, Humboldt Sponsors has given away about $2.5 million. Their rummage sale comes up at Redwood Acres October 6th from 9 to 3. You should be there. I want to close with this. Whoever sows sparingly, reaps sparingly. But whoever sows generously will reap generously. Thanks for listening.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.